We hear Jesus for the second time revealing to his apostles, the disciples that are with him, that he must suffer, die, and then rise on the third day. And this is the second time. We heard last week the first time that was revealed, when Jesus was in the area with his disciples of Caesarea Philippi. And after Jesus had revealed that to them, we're mindful that Peter had rebuked Jesus, and then the Lord had said to Peter, "Get behind me." Well, he said to his disciples, "Satan, get behind me." Following that incident, maybe about 6 days, the transfiguration happens on Mount Tabor. Then they come down the mountain, and things happen. And then shortly thereafter, they're on their way, as we hear in our gospel today, they're on their way from area of Mount Tabor through Galilee up back to Capernaum. So Mount Tabor is, if you will, a geography lesson, is southwest of the Sea of Galilee. So they're going on up to Capernaum, which is on the northern shore, the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. So they're going up there, and on the way, Jesus had revealed to them for the second time, "You must suffer, die, and rise." And then the apostles start talking about who is greatest amongst them. And when they get into the house at Capernaum, Jesus asks them, and they say they were arguing who's greatest, and Jesus says, "The greatest is the servant of all." So what I want to focus on is a little bit, you know, when Jesus revealed to them the second time that he must suffer, die, and rise on the third day, it says that in the gospel today that they did not understand that, and they were afraid to ask him a question about it. So I want to focus in on this aspect, and mainly the fear part of that. Why are they afraid? Well, one thing is that they don't understand. If you go back to the Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were up on the mountain with Jesus. Luke says that they actually stayed overnight on the mountain. So when they come down, Jesus tells Peter, James, and John not to reveal what they had saw up on the mountain until the Son of Man rises from the dead. And it says in the scripture they wondered what that meant, being raised from the dead. So they're not understanding this. Obviously, it's a new concept. It's like, how rise from the dead? And then after they come down, Jesus talks about Elijah must come again. And he acknowledges, the scripture acknowledges that it was John the Baptist. And he also, Jesus says that the Son of Man must suffer greatly. So again, he's sharing with them that he must suffer greatly. So again, I think they're having a struggle, having understanding what's happening, what's going to happen. And then after he talks about Elijah, there's this mute that's brought to them. They couldn't cast out the demon that's in this mute. And so Jesus does. He casts out the demon from the mute. And then shortly thereafter, they are in a house, might be in Nazareth, could have been Jesus' home. Nazareth is close by. But anyway, the apostles ask Jesus why they couldn't drive out this demon in the mute. And Jesus says, this kind only comes out through prayer and then having faith. So the apostles asked the question of Jesus why they couldn't do this, you know, cast out the mute. So why don't they ask him what's going on with this being raised from the dead and this suffering and death? Why are they afraid? They were asking questions in other ways of Jesus. It's almost like this mute thing is a precursor to what they're not doing. They're muted on asking the question. Why are they afraid? Why don't they talk about this? They asked about the mute, why they couldn't do this. Why are they afraid of talking to Jesus about, you know, him being raised from the dead and his death and suffering? Well, this gets into part, it seems, into fear. fear. This fear can cripple us. It can hinder us from really doing those things that God calls us to do, that we're called to do. So it might be, you know, maybe, remember, Peter had said something to Jesus and he was rebuked when Jesus had revealed it for the first time. And he was rebuked pretty strongly. So there might be afraid, they might be, the apostles might be afraid to say something. You know, they might get in trouble. So there's this hesitancy. But if you think about it, why are they afraid? And, you know, Jesus is God, who they confess, Peter confessed him to be, and they've been with him for a while. Why don't they ask him? Why are they afraid? It's interesting that Peter, you know, Jesus addressed Satan. So maybe, you know, like I said last week, Satan maybe actually was there, tempting. It's interesting that there's the demon and the mute. It's almost like, you know, we're tempted to not say things by the devil. When we actually want to, we should open up. We should talk about it. Why are you afraid? And especially talk with the Lord. Why am I afraid, Lord? Why am I fearful of whatever it might be? To talk to the Lord about it. The other aspect is, if you read Matthew's account, he says that the apostles were grieved. They had tremendous grief in hearing what Jesus had shared with them. Well, you think about it, if they ask Jesus more about what's going to happen, sometimes not knowing the truth in its fullest, in its full sense, we might think it's better. It's kind of like, you know, like if we have a spouse or someone and we want to ask them specifically about something that was said, we might not want to know the full truth. We might not want to ask the question. It's like, I'm not sure if I want to find out really what's going on in this particular situation or with my son or daughter or with this situation. I don't want to know the full truth. I don't want to find out, because that might upset me, it might make me sad, it might get me upset. So we might be reserved on really finding out the truth. It seems like the apostles, almost like they turn inward. This is what can happen when we're fearful. We can turn in on ourselves, right? Because what are they, instead of maybe talking amongst themselves, what does this mean? You know, what is Jesus, what he says, rising from the dead, what does that mean? What do they start talking about? Who's greatest? Who's the greatest among them? It's like, well, why are you turning inward? Why don't you turn outward? And Jesus ultimately says you're supposed to serve all, right? Jesus shows us this. He serves us. He serves all. So fear can turn us inward. So we want to open up ourselves. And this is one of the things that we're called to do, is turn to the Lord if we're afraid of something, you know, fearful. That's what Jesus wanted. He wanted them. He wanted them to ask the questions. He didn't want them to be muted. So for us really to open up ourselves, you know, come before the Lord and go in through prayer, you know, talk to the Lord. Say, hey, Lord, I'm really having this fear incident. What's going on with this? Now, certainly there's proper fear, you know, fear of being afraid of getting eaten by a lion. We should be running. Or the fear of the Lord is not, in the right sense, is not being afraid of the Lord, but rather being afraid of offending the Lord. We should never be afraid of the Lord as far as coming to him, asking the Lord for help and strength, courage, to be enlightened. You know, why am I being afraid of whatever? And one of the elements certainly is coming to the sacrament confession. You know, we can be afraid of going to the sacraments. Like, well, God wants to forgive us. He wants us to open up. He wants us to get that stuff that's in us out. That's one of the things, you know, about fear, is talking to someone can help us. You know, it helps us talk to, obviously, God or a trusted friend or somebody. Talk to someone about our fears. And then listen to what God, when we're praying to the Lord, listen to what God responds, you know. Okay, I want you to do this, or have courage. That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Courage. You know, to have courage, to be strong-hearted. And that's, you know, when Jesus talked about, you know, this demon only comes out by praying and faith. That's the thing, you know, for us to talk to the Lord and for us to believe in the Lord, to have faith in the Lord, to trust in the Lord, that the Lord is going to provide. He's going to give us strength and courage to get through whatever comes in our life. And there's a lot going on in our world today. You know, we can be afraid of many things. But to have that trust and the courage and the faith in the Lord that He's going to get us through whatever. And so then to be listening to the Lord, what He says. He might work through other people that they're talking to us, sharing with us, encouraging us. To be open to the movements of the Spirit. You know, and have courage. So we just ask the Lord really to help us, really to open up ourselves. If we're afraid to talk to the Lord, ask Him for help and strength. And allow Him to give us courage and strength so that we certainly are not afraid. Be not afraid.